So this is the second in a series of episodes that I'm calling Practices for Self-Storage Entrepreneurs to Develop. And these are practices I think are kind of fundamental given today's world and environment in self-storage where we find ourselves. So last week we talked about how to specialize, find a niche or a product type of self-storage that is going to work for you based on your goals and your plans, and then do that over and over again if you want to grow in the self-storage business. Today, we're going to talk about another concept. For some of you, maybe introduce a new term. Many of you may have heard the term before. But last week, we talked about a guy who'd been in the previous boot camp and talked in this boot camp, and he, in 13 months, they had done 11 deals. And as he was completing, sharing about one or two of his projects, somebody in the current boot camp asked him if he had any words of advice. And what he said was, yes, analyze, but don't overanalyze. I'm very capable of overanalyzing a deal. I found that real powerful advice. Here's what I know. Based on our goals, our business strategy, what we're looking for, whether we know it or not, whether it's written down, but as entrepreneurs getting in or growing our self-storage business, basically we have a list of things that are important to us as we look at deals and analyze deals. They could be anything from location, to price, to condition of the property, to the demographics themselves, the income, the population growth, the current rental rate, what the square foot per capita is, what your cash on cash return is going to be, what it projected to be, what you think the internal rate of return. We all have a list of things that are important to us. And what he said, which is so powerful, is look, there's not going to be any one deal that's you're going to be able to check all the boxes. That deal doesn't exist. Even in great times, it doesn't exist. But especially today with so much money chasing self-storage, those deals don't exist. What you're going to have to do is analyze, and don't wait for the perfect deal. If you see a deal that can work, and it appears to work, and it checks some of the important boxes to you, then move. Or at least that was his coaching. And I found that very powerful. What I notice for myself, and especially with a lot of the people I work with, is that we sometimes will hesitate moving because we think, well, this location isn't quite as good as I would like, and maybe a better deal would come along. Well, there's actually a term for that called FOBO. Fear of missing a better opportunity. FOBO. There's really a word for that. FOBO's a thing. We all have heard of FOMO, fear of missing out on opportunity, but there's also fear of missing a better opportunity. So FOBO is defined today by psychologists as a downward spiral where we overanalyze and obsessively research every possible option as we're waiting for the perfect deal to come. And what FOBO does is lead to indecision, regret, stagnation, and ultimately unfulfillment. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's FOBO in self-storage or anything else that's important in your life. It's a real thing. And people that I work with getting in self-storage, this is a lot more real and something we deal with every day more than FOMO, fear of missing out on an opportunity and people jumping on deals. I deal more with people waiting for the perfect deal. When I'm working with an investor and I notice that FOBO, waiting for the best deal, I mean, I'll say something like, look, the train's leaving the station. You're either going to be on the train or you're not going to be on the train. if you're, there may be a better train coming to this station. There may be no train coming to this station, and there may be a worse train coming to this station. But what I do know now is this train, with these projections, is leaving the station. And you can, if you choose to be on it, we'd love to have you. If not, then you need to wait for the next train. And I would never say that to anyone I'm coaching, but I've thought it a few times. So what's important is, are you waiting for a better opportunity? In all my training, there's a lot of information on how to analyze, how to find deals, how to control deals, all of the what to do. But none of that's going to make any difference if we're suffering from FOMO, fear of missing out. Because what happens is, by the time we decide it's time to pull the trigger, that train is long gone. That deal is under contract. So all the stuff I teach, the how to analyze, how to control deals, all that's great. But in my, like I've said many times, in my humble opinion, it really only represents about 20% of what's needed to be successful in the self-storage business. Self-storage, like life itself, what makes a person successful, in my opinion, is the mindset, the thinking one has. And a big piece of that today that I see is FOMO, fear of missing out on a better opportunity. So when that person was running, that was talking in the most recent boot camp, said analyze but don't overanalyze, that was very powerful and hit me powerfully. I totally got it. That is a practice as self-storage entrepreneurs in today's world, where we've got to be able to know what we're looking for, know what our formula is, and then when we recognize it and find an opportunity that has most of our boxes checked off, not all of them, but most of them, and especially the ones that are important to us, then we need to be ready to get on that train and control that deal. Analyze, but don't overanalyze. Great practice in today's world for the self-storage entrepreneur to develop. So thank you very much. I look forward to being with you next week as we continue our exploration into the topic of what are some habits to develop. And I look forward to being with you then. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, the financial analysis modeling tool we use to analyze, but not to overanalyze. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com or storageworldanalyzer.com. See you next week.